Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Date Night Cookbook and Activities for Couples by Crystal Schwanke is a relationship-friendly cookbook designed for couples who want a romantic night in without the cost or logistics of going out. Published by Rockridge Press, it blends cooking for two with interactive prompts that keep the evening focused on connection. Rather than presenting recipes alone, the book organizes ideas into themed date night menus that typically include a main dish, one or more sides, and a sweet finish or extra. Along the way, it offers practical guidance for planning, shopping, and setting up the kitchen, so the experience feels collaborative instead of stressful. A distinctive feature is the built-in activities, conversation starters, and light games meant to encourage laughter, curiosity, and meaningful talk while dinner is cooking or after the meal. Overall, the purpose is simple: help couples turn an ordinary evening at home into a structured, enjoyable date that supports teamwork and intimacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, date night as a complete plan, not just a meal. A key idea in the book is that a successful date night needs structure beyond choosing a recipe. Schwanke frames the evening as a repeatable template: pick a theme, cook a coordinated menu, and pair the meal with activities that support connection. This approach reduces decision fatigue for couples who want romance but do not want to plan from scratch every time. By packaging each night as a cohesive experience, the book also helps couples create anticipation, which is often missing from routine weeknight dinners. The emphasis stays on building memories, not culinary perfection. The menus are designed for two, which matters because many cookbooks assume leftovers or larger groups and can unintentionally add complexity. The result is an at-home date that feels intentional. There is a beginning, middle, and end, with food as the anchor and shared interaction as the point. For couples who struggle to protect quality time, the book functions like a playbook that makes staying and feel like an event rather than a fallback. Secondly, themed full-course menus that simplify romantic cooking for two instead of offering disconnected recipes. The book groups dishes into themed menus intended to be cooked and enjoyed together. Each menu typically includes a main course plus sides and a dessert or extra, creating the feeling of a full restaurant-style progression while staying approachable for home cooks. This structure helps couples avoid the common problem of mismatched dishes or last-minute additions that create stress. The recipes are positioned as uncomplicated and accessible, which supports the book's promise that romance does not require extravagant effort. Cooking for two also encourages portion-appropriate shopping and reduces waste, making the experience more sustainable for regular date nights. Another practical detail is the inclusion of drink pairing suggestions, which can elevate the mood with minimal extra work and reinforce the theme of a special occasion. The takeaway is that couples can reliably produce a well-rounded meal and a more immersive evening by following a menu that has already been curated for balance, timing, and enjoyment. Thirdly, teamwork in the kitchen through chef and sous-chef roles. The book explicitly treats cooking as a shared activity rather than one partner performing while the other waits. It offers guidance on dividing responsibilities and coordinating tasks, often framed as chef and sous-chef roles. This is useful for couples with different skill levels because it creates a respectful way to collaborate without competition or confusion. Task division also reduces friction when both people know what they own. The kitchen feels less chaotic, and the process becomes part of the date rather than an obstacle to it. The planning advice extends to shopping and kitchen prep, helping couples set up success before they start cooking. In practice, this approach supports communication and cooperation, two behaviors that translate beyond the meal itself. It also lowers the stakes for the less confident cook, making participation more likely. The broader message is that intimacy can be built through small acts of coordination and support, and cooking together becomes a concrete, repeatable way to practice that. Fourthly, conversation starters that keep connection at the center. Schwanke pairs menus with conversation starters to help couples talk in ways that go beyond logistics and routine. This matters because many at-home dinners drift into screens, chores, or familiar small talk, which can leave partners feeling emotionally disconnected even while spending time together. Odd prompts provide a gentle structure that makes deeper conversation easier, especially for couples who feel out of practice or who want more variety in how they engage. The questions are meant to invite curiosity, reveal new details, and create moments of appreciation, aligning with the book's goal of building closeness through the evening. Because the prompts are integrated into the date night concept, they feel like part of the plan rather than a forced exercise. Used consistently, conversation starters can also become a simple relationship ritual, helping couples check in, learn each other's preferences, and keep the relationship dynamic. The benefit is not just a better dinner conversation, but a more intentional habit of paying attention to one another. Lastly, games and activities that add playfulness and shared memories beyond food and conversation. The book includes games and activities designed to make date night feel playful. This element distinguishes it from many couples' cookbooks that focus only on recipes. Lighthearted activities encourage laughter and novelty, both of which can refresh long-term relationships and make an evening feel different from the usual routine. The activities also give couples something to do before or after eating, which extends the date beyond the meal and reduces the temptation to end the night early. Importantly, the games are framed as tools for bonding rather than competition, supporting the book's emphasis on connection. When paired with a themed menu, an activity can help the night feel cohesive and memorable, turning a simple stay-at-home plan into a story the couple will recall later. The overall effect is that couples do not need elaborate outings to create meaningful shared experiences. A well-chosen meal plus a structured activity can deliver the feeling of a planned date while staying comfortable, private, and budget-friendly. In conclusion, Date Night Cookbook and Activities for Couples is best suited for couples who enjoy staying in, want to be more intentional with quality time, and like the idea of bonding through a shared project. It can also help partners with uneven cooking confidence because it frames the kitchen as a teamwork space and encourages practical division of tasks. The main benefit is not only learning new meals for two, but gaining a repeatable framework for turning an evening at home into a planned experience, a themed menu, a supportive atmosphere, and built-in ways to talk and play together. Readers looking for complex culinary technique or highly adventurous dining may find the recipes intentionally simple. But that simplicity is part of the book's value. It lowers effort, so couples can focus on each other, compared with similar date-night cookbooks. It stands out by treating the evening as a complete relationship ritual, combining approachable full-course menus with conversation starters and games. In that sense, it functions as both a cookbook and a connection guide, making it especially useful for couples who want romance and fun without reservations, big spending, or extensive planning. If you would like to support Crystal Schwank, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.